Welcome to a Song of Ice and Fire Symposium. My name is Nav.
And I'm Harmit.
And this is a Game of Thrones, chapters 43 and 44. In this episode, someone messed up.
Who? Sansa?
Okay, before we even get into it, folks, I just want to give you a disclaimer. Well, no, I want to get into it. Somebody went ahead and read three, not two chapters. And so disclaimer is, if you haven't read the chapter following these two and you're like reading for the first time, go read that before you listen to this episode because we might reference it. Just, you've been warned, okay? Now we can talk about it. So, I get this very interesting text. It just says, I knew it. It's Jaime's. And I'm like, it? It what? The dagger? The fault? The I don't know. What is she talking about?
I don't
about?
Know why I and said I, it.
And I was like, okay, so is she like listening to a past episode and realizing that, you know, she had such an amazing theory that the dagger was Jaime's, and now she's like, for sure that it's his. And I'm like, okay, what are you talking about? And she's like, the chapters. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then she says, Cersei's kids, the two dreaded words. And my heart stopped. By the way, I think I'll be posting a screenshot of this chat for everybody to see just how much pain I had to go through. So it turns out somebody thought that we were reading three, not two chapters, even though, you know, the third chapter is again an Eddard chapter, and I've made a point to not repeat people's chapters,
see,
and somebody
I
already knows that, but, you know.
See, here's what I thought. I thought that because last time we did two, then the Eddard would have, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, this Eddard was supposed to be part of the previous three, but now that, like, I rationalized it, even though I should have doubted it.
Yes. But, okay, it's done now. It's whatever. And, oh, also, you know what? She accused me of, she said, okay, that she had guessed that the kids were Jaime's. And I had somehow made her feel bad about it and, like,
put
down her prediction. I do not at any point remember you saying that. I can swear on... Wait, I'm not religious, so that's not going to work. I'm going to swear on this book. My hand is on the World of Ice and Fire book. You did not say that.
I'm going to go back through, like, the ones that we've recorded. And I'm going to try
and
find
what you're talking about, what you're remembering, is you thought Gendry was Cersei and Jaime's son, and I was like, but he looks like Robert.
Oh, I hope that's not what I'm remembering.
Well, that's the episode that's coming out tomorrow, so go listen to it. But like, listen to everything. That is nowhere in there. I think I would remember if you figured out the big mystery in the series.
I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things where, like, after the fact you want to have thought it. But I remember it, though. That's why I'm saying. I'm going to go back.
Okay, go
I'm
back.
Not, like, I'm not just
and
saying.
And also, this is a call to all the listeners. If you remember this happening and I've just had some kind of memory loss, let me know. Like, that's fine. I won't take offense.
See, now that you've said that, that honestly might be what I'm remembering. But I'm still going to go back and check, just in case
I did. Well, at least then you'll listen to the work we, all the hard work I put into these.
No, I'm going to listen to the ones that haven't been, like, put out yet. Like, I'm just going to go back and see.
But you'll be listening to, like, just your recording.
I know, but
for an hour and a half.
But I know for a fact that, like, I don't know. But I think that if I did say it, I don't think it was in the ones that I've recorded. Because I already tried to do that this morning to try and go to the ones that we've already put out.
Okay, well, the following ones will be out soon. So, anyway. The point being, I really do not think you got it. And okay. You came at me all accusing, and I was just like,
I wasn't trying to accuse.
It was like slowly dawning on me that you like read ahead, and I was like, what?
I wasn't trying to accuse you, because you do that about every theory. So it wasn't even like a thing at you, you know?
I think if you had predicted it, I still would have like pulled it apart, but I would have at least remembered doing it. Okay, so let's get into the actual chapters we're talking about today. We'll talk about the following Ned chapter next time. Oh, and I'm going to tell you this right now. Next time, we're reading two chapters, including the one you already read.
I'm going to write that down.
Yes, please do.
Okay, so the Ed that I read, and then whatever the next chapter is.
Yes.
Cool.
Write it down right now, because I do not want any more.
I'm doing it.
Okay, good. Okay.
Now I have to go back to the notes from this one. Okay, there we go. We're good.
All right. So I am going to pull out my timer and you are going to summarize. Wait, why do I always say that? Okay, you're going to summarize 30 seconds per, and I'll just say switch and you switch. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so we start the chapter. And Ned is sitting on swords, and his leg is broken. It's very uncomfortable, but he's like the fill-in king right now, because the king has gone off hunting, as one should do when the kingdom is falling apart. And so people like got raided and robbed, and they're here, and they're like, we want justice. And Ned has to like listen to everybody's stories, and as they're saying stuff, like everybody in the like. The council's like debunking everything. They're like, well, what about this? What about this? And and at the end, like,
oh, switch.
Oh, oh my gosh, already? Okay.
It's 38 seconds. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so Sansa. What happened? Okay, so Sansa was talking to her friend, Jane Poole, whatever. She's talking to her friend. She's hanging out, and she just keeps talking about her songs and her stories the entire time. And she's like, Laura should have gone. He's so much more handsome. That's why he should have gone.
Okay, that's a minute.
Done.
You got literally nothing.
That did not feel like 30 seconds. I swear the first one was like 10 seconds.
Well, I got so caught up in your storytelling that I forgot to tell you to switch, so.
Oh my gosh. That's kind of sad, guys.
It's a chair.
Said,
it's
like,
made
nothing.
Of iron knives. Oh, no, it's not a knife. It's actually a sword, and they're sharp, by the way. When his leg, it's like totes broken.
That is not at all what I said.
That's the gist of it.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about this Iron Throne. So in our notes for the week, I actually included a couple pictures of like
so cool.
Artistic renditions of the Iron Throne. And the first one I think is from the book A World of Ice and Fire. Oh no, wait. Or maybe I can't remember if it's from that one or from Fire and Blood, but it's from one of the books and it's cool.
What do you mean one of the books?
Like one of the published books has this illustration.
Like, so you just told me the names of two of the books.
No, like A World of Ice and Fire, which is the history kind of thing.
Oh, got it.
Like the encyclopedia. And then Fire and Blood, which is the history of the Targaryens. I think I told you about this. Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay. The fact is, like, fire and blood are their words, so the book is called Fire and Blood. And it's about Targaryens. About the past. I did not spoil
it. I thought you were giving me another spoiler and I got really excited.
No. So there's that. So, you know, when you imagine the Iron Throne, like even our like little podcast logo has an Iron Throne on it. But it's like this one tiny chair that's kind of has swords in the design. But this is like a true monstrosity. Like, the stairs themselves are made out of the the swords, and then like it's just ugly. Like, it's not a pretty chair. Yeah.
And Ned's like talking about like when he's moving or like when he's shifting in the chair, he's like, "Ooh, a sword just poked me. That's great."
Yeah.
Like, oh.
In fact, hold on. There's a so Ned says, Ned could feel cold steel against his fingers as he leaned forward. Between each finger was a blade, the points of twisted swords fanning out like talons from the arms of the throne. Even after 3 centuries, some were still sharp enough to cut. The Iron Throne was full of traps for the unwary. The song said that it had taken 1,000 blades to make it, heated white hot in the furnace breath of Balerion the Black Dread. The hammering had taken 59 days. The end of it was this hunched black beast made of razor edges and barbs and ribbons of sharp metal, a chair that could kill a man, and had, if the stories could be believed.
Crazy. What the heck?
It's really cool. And the second illustration, I love how it kind of has like a dragon's head at the top. I'll include these in the show notes as well so people can check them out, but they're really cool. So yeah, I just wanted you to get a visual for them.
Those are so pretty. Or so pretty in a weird kind of way. Like, it's pretty in a picture, but I feel like if I saw it in real life, I'd be like,
It's like pretty in a horrifying way. Yeah.
Yes.
So let's just get started. So chapter 43, Eddard 11. We're into double digits with him now.
Oh my gosh. Eddard is the star of the show. I remember at the beginning, you were like, who do you think's going to be like? Do you remember what character I said about that?
You were like, the Starks.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess I wasn't wrong, but.
Yeah. So your consensus is that Ned's the main character.
As of right now, I guess, but I don't think he's going to be the main character the whole time, because remember, I think he's going to die at some point.
Oh, I thought Catelyn was going to die.
Didn't I say both of them were going to die? I remember saying that.
Okay, I was like listening to one of our older, like while editing, I think you said Catelyn was going to die sooner, and then Ned was going to die like 5 years later.
Yeah, I think I still stand like that. By that.
Okay, that's not important right now. So Ned's holding court in lieu of Robert, as you said. Basically the only thing you got to in your summary.
Stop.
You know I love you. I just love, like, poking at you. It's really fun. So anyway, he's sitting there. He's uncomfortable. And there's the council is there, and they get to sit. But everybody else has to stand. And, like, this can take a whole day. Like, if you have a hearing, say, you know, and your turn comes at the end of the day, you're just standing all day.
Yeah.
That's so shitty. Get some chairs in there. Yeah. Get people some, like, pillows or some rugs so that they can sit on the floor.
Yeah. And it's not even, like, just like, oh, it's your hearing, you have to stand. It's, like, literally everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the current people that are petitioning, there's Sir Raymond Derry. He's the guy where there's that conflict with Lady and Arya was lost and they were hanging out there. Do you remember? Like when on the road to King's Landing, what's her name? Nymeria attacked Joffrey, and there was that whole deal where the king brought them in and had them like tell their stories. Yeah. And then he decided that Lady should be killed. That all happened in Sir Raymond Derry's castle.
Oh, that's why he was familiar. It's that dude. I was like, we've met him. I don't know where, yeah, but we've met him. Yeah, okay.
So anyway, he's there, and there's like a couple other knights. I misspelled knight. I put the knight kind of way. The dark knight? Wait, no. What? Like the knight that comes after day.
The okay. Time of-
yes. So there's Sir Raymond Derry and there's 2 other knights from around his area, and they brought these villagers with them from the holdfast of Sharir, I think it's called. And turns out that their holdfast was attacked. Their fields and houses were burned, their animals and people were killed, and the knights that are with them claim that it was the Lannisters who attacked. And Ned's like, okay, well, you know, did they fly the Lannister banner? Did they wear their colors? Like, how do you know? Well, they didn't, but they were well-armored and they had war horses. So it's kind of like they weren't just any raiders. Besides, they weren't interested in taking the stuff like raiders would be. They just wanted to wreak havoc.
Yeah.
Anything to add?
You literally said exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
Like the exact wording. I was going to say, literally going to say they were there to wreak havoc. And then you said it and I was like, oh, I'm just going to be quiet now.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
That's what happens when your brains are so linked sometimes. Okay, wait. Side note. I'll probably cut this out, but I was editing and there's this one point where we like both say the same thing, but neither of us realizes it because we both speak over each other, but it's very evident in the editing and it's so funny.
What did we say?
Like it was exactly, I can't remember. It was timed exactly the same, but
are you sure we didn't hear each other? That we were just saying
it? Because like nobody reacted to it. I guess
we didn't hear each other because we were saying it at the same. So we heard like the other person's voices our own. That's so funny.
Yeah, so it's wait, where were we? Okay,
wreaking
so,
havoc, causing trauma and problems,
and the only kind of identifying factor is that they had this guy with them that was so huge that he was like a mountain, almost like a mountain that rides. And you know, and that Ned's like, okay, I get why these people didn't want to speak out, because if they're accusing one of Tywin Lannister's bannermen, that's like a big deal.
Yeah.
And Pycelle, he's like, oh, the mountain's a knight. What are you talking about? Y'all people are lying. You must be mistaken. People can be large. I've seen a bunch of mountains, you know?
People can be large. Yeah, literally. And like all of the council members are kind of on that same side of like, it can't be the Lannisters. They're too, you know.
Yeah, they're just like not as, they're not jumping to conclusions right away. Or like, even if they like in their hearts know that it's true, they don't want to voice it.
Yeah.
And Pycelle is like the strongest of the mountain's defenders. He's like, well, you know, he is Tywin's bannerman. And Tywin is the queen's father, so we should cut him some slack. Or I don't know what he means by that. But
yeah.
Ned's like, oh, thanks for reminding us. We wouldn't know.
Yeah. And I do think, I should probably say this later. Never mind.
No, say it.
I do think, like, thinking back, that, like, they're right. Like, we can assume, but we don't know for sure that it wasn't just, like, Gregor being like, I'm gonna go wreak havoc, you know?
On my own.
Right? So I guess, like, I'm like, you know what? Ned, as per usual, I do think he did the right thing. Because he wasn't, like, he didn't say anything about, like, okay, this was, like, he also didn't jump to any
conclusions.
He didn't
sentence the Lannisters.
Yeah, or, like, anybody else. I do think he just did the right thing. Because the mountain thing, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. We haven't really met anybody, like, with that description, I don't think.
Yeah, he's quite a unique person.
And I don't think it would be beyond him to just try and go wreck some villages.
Right, just because he was having a bad day.
Yeah.
Hashtag topical. Okay. Okay, I am so embarrassed of myself. So when Ned's like sitting around, he's like, okay, I'm going to look around the hall now.
I'm going to look around the hall.
And he notices like people are leaving because they're like going to go tell the queen and they don't want to be in trouble, or I don't know, the people are leaving. And he's like, you scum, you beetles, I don't know. And he also notices that Sansa and Septa Mordain are there, and he's like, oh, that's just not a good place for a young child to be. But he's like, well, they couldn't have known. I didn't know. So the River Lords, like the knights plus like the people that are not here but they're representing, they want to totally attack the Lannisters. Like, they're like, if they come at us again, we are going to wreak havoc back at them.
Yeah.
And also, not only if they attack back, like, attack again, they were planning on doing this, like, in the first place. It was only Catelyn's dad, Hoster Tully, who was like, you might want to, you know, get the kings okay on this.
Yeah, and now we kind of also have an idea of, like, because Edmure was also like, oh, cool. You know?
Yeah, let's wreak havoc. It's going to be our phrase of the day.
Yeah, so I'm kind of worried, because if, you know, if Catelyn's father is really sick, or, like, if something's going on with her father, like, now Edmure is caught also kind of, because Eddard picks up on this right away, you know, right away he's like, you're falling for their strategy, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, all of these people just collectively were like, ugh, mob mindset, let's go storm them as well.
Exactly, because, like, if the River Lords attack Lannister lands, the Lannister just can be like, we have no idea which attacks you're talking about. All we know is that you came on our lands and started this war. So, yeah, they're in a tough position. Like, they can't really do nothing, because then their people are dying and their places are being burned down, but they can't really attack back.
Yeah.
So, at this point, Pycelle's like, you know, the mountain is, like, totally Tywin's man. You should, like, let Tywin deal with this. And Ned's like, but we're here now. Why should I send them all the way across the country for, like, the same thing, for the king's justice? And then Pycelle's like, right, the king's justice. We should wait for the king to come back. Because, you know, we have the king is under the thumb of the Lannisters, so he's more likely to be favorable towards them or whatever.
Yeah. I guess, like, until now, Pycelle was, like, pretty, like, everybody else, we kind of had an idea of, like, where they stood, or we were like, oh, Littlefinger's shady. We don't completely know where he stands except for himself, you know? But I feel like, for, at least for me, until this point, Pycelle was kind of, like, very neutral. But now it's kind of like, okay, we're seeing where he's coming from now.
Right. So, yeah. And Ned, like, dismisses that. He's like, Robert chose me as his hand. I have the same authority while he's away, so I'm going to do this. And he does. At the same time, okay, I, like, mixed my metaphors there. At the same time, Ned does send someone to report to Robert on what's happening that day in the court, like, so that they can, Robert can be informed of what his ruling was. And the River Lords are like, we want our vengeance! And Ned's like, oh, really? I thought you were here for justice. And since Ned's injured, he can't carry out his own justice, so he has to ask other people to do it. And all of a sudden, Sir Loras Tyrell, the 16-year-old child, is like, I will go kill the largest man in the kingdom. Single-handedly.
Who was literally, like, about to murder you the last time you saw him.
Exactly. And it's like, you also are seeking vengeance, so how about we not? And instead, he sends Lord Beric Dondarrion, Thoros of Myr, the guy that had the flaming sword at the tourney. I don't know if you remember.
Ooh, he's cool.
And there's, like, a Sir Gladden and a Lord Lothar. All these.
There's just people at this point.
Exactly. Yeah. So each of them has to take 20 men of their own, plus Ned will give over 20 of his own household guard. And it's, like, occurring to me that he gave 20 of his own people to the city watch as well to help out with the, like, tourney stuff, and now he's giving two more away. And I think
stuff is done, right?
Yeah, but all the people from the tourney are still there, like, they haven't all left. The reason they needed the, like, more guards of the city watch was because all the people in the city was causing, like,
yeah, but that was before the tourney, right? Like, after the tourney, wouldn't they, like, go back home?
Yeah, but, like, they would, but not everybody. Like, Beric Dondarrion and Thoros of Myr came for the tourney. Like, I know those guys for a fact. So there's still people hanging around. So anyway, okay, the point is Ned is very free with his people.
Yes, maybe he should not be doing that when a literal war is coming his way.
Right.
And he keeps making choices that are bound to, at some point, get him killed.
Yep. So And then he announces his ruling, which is that Gregor Clegane is stripped of all of his titles and holdings and is sentenced to die. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the people that are going to go after him, Lord Beric Dondarrion is in charge of them. Just wanted to add that in there because it's in my notes and I want to add it. That's why. Notes are for what notes? Okay, so anyway. Okay, so at this point, Ned's like, I can't deal with no more. So he adjourns the court and he's, you know, helped down the stairs of this monstrosity that is called a chair or a throne. And Lord Varys or Varys, the master of whisperers, is there. And he's like, you might have let Loras go because then the Tyrells would be on your side. You know, you can use some help. And Ned's like, he's a child? No. And then Varys is like, okay, fine, not him. Then what about Sir Ilyn Payne? Literally the king's justice. He's going to be offended at being left out. And Ned's like, yeah, but the Paynes are bannermen to Tywin Lannister. And Varys is like, true. I just hope he outgrows his disappointment. He does so love his work.
Love his job. I was like, yeah. Okay, that's okay.
So that is that chapter. What did you think of it?
It was good. I was kind of, like, the entire time, I was just like, oh my gosh, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? And I did think he was going to send Loras, even though that would have been a dumb idea. But I thought, like, in the end, he'd be like, okay, do your thing. But then when he was like, oh, you want vengeance too? I was like, dang, that's kind of true. I did not think about that.
Besides, he's 16.
Yes, but all the people in this story are...
Yeah, but he's, like, looking at this kid who's only a year older than his own kid, and he's like, would I send my own kid to go after the mountain? No, so I'm not going to send this kid either.
Fair. Very fair.
Yeah.
But this world does not treat their kids as kids.
Yeah, I really like this chapter. It's, like, the first time we see Ned actually make use of his powers as the Hand of the King, because all this time he's just been being... like, led around by the people in King's Landing, and now he's like, nope, not gonna listen to you.
That's true.
Do my own thing.
I did like the fact that Robert was gone, because I feel like if Robert had been there, he would have... I feel like he would have... I just forgot that Robert was there, because that's the way it's supposed to be. Or, sorry, I just forgot that Robert was gone, because in my mind, that's how it should be. Maybe Ned should have been king. I don't know.
Okay.
But like, since Robert was gone, I was like, this is good. We're actually going to get something good instead of just something infuriating going on.
Right. That's true. Okay, wait. We'll do predictions later.
Okay.
Because these chapters kind of meld together, so I want to do them all together. Okay. So now we move on to Sansa. Do you want to do some of the summarizing?
Okay. So Sansa's having, I think it was dinner with her friend. Or it wasn't. It was a meal. She's having a meal with her friend, and everybody else is busy, so they get to just, like, talk and, like, you know, chit-chat with her bestie, and she's talking about everything that happened that day, and she's like, oh my gosh, why didn't my dad send Loras? That would have been so much, like, cooler, and he's just so much prettier, so that's why I think he should have sent him. And she's thinking back to, like, when that first happened.
She heard that. Yeah.
And she was talking to Septa Mordain, and she said that. And then Littlefinger overheard her saying that her dad should have sent Loras. And he's like, oh, why should he have sent Loras? And she explains why. And then Littlefinger,
like,
just,
her why.
Yeah.
Which is like, he's the hero. The mountain is the monster. Yeah. They fight as they should in songs.
Yes, literally.
And yeah. So now I have the quote here. Littlefinger, he had touched her cheek, his thumb lightly tracing the line of a cheekbone.
That was disgusting. I was like, sir.
Life is not a song, sweetling. You may learn that one day to your sorrow.
Like, he's, that's so disgusting.
Like, that's a low-key threat to me.
Oh, I didn't think of it that way. I was just like, this is creepy. Stop being an obsessive. Yes,
very creepy. Ugh. It like when I was, so I read it and then I also listened to the audiobook. And when he read this line, it like my skin actually crawled.
Yeah.
It was, it's so gross.
It's gross. And but, even Sansa was like, wait, this is kind of gross.
Yeah. I'm not even, she's like, I can't tell Jane because it was too weird.
Exactly. Too creepy. Exactly. Like even she was like, this is just not it. And at that point, Jane is like, oh my gosh, Lord Beric. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's great that like, yeah, it sucks that Loras didn't get sent, but Lord Beric's cool too.
Yeah.
And Sansa's like, yeah, but he's so old, almost 22.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, they're 11, but still, it was just funny to me.
Yeah.
And then Sansa's thinking to herself that Lord Beric would never look at Jane because she's only a steward's daughter. So there's, like, this weird classism that, because, like, this is Sansa's best friend, yet still she sees her as less, you know?
Yeah.
It's just really weird. Sansa does not look good in this chapter, honestly.
Sansa looks awful in this chapter. But I do, I think some of the, like, you know, I think up until this point, we've kind of been like, okay, she's a product of, like, what, like, you know, her
she's status
and, like, what she is. She's just a product of that. But I feel like in this chapter, some of it was, like, very conscious. Conscious. Where I was like, no, this is Sansa, you know? Like, there's
a bit of her personality. Yeah.
There's some things that she does where you're like, okay, this, like, there's no way she couldn't, like, you know, like, unless she was, like, literally, like, Arya, like, breaking all the rules, there's no way that she wouldn't be this way. But then there's some things where I'm like, no, you do not have to be that awful. You do not have to tell your sister that she should have been killed. You do not have to say that. You know? Yes. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. True. So, she's talking about that.
So, Sansa tells Jane that she had a dream that Joffrey was the one that caught the White Heart. Oh, that's all the rage these days. And, you know, she's making this up because she didn't have a dream. She's just like, I hope he catches it. And I'm going to make it sound like a dream because they're for prophetic. Whatever. I do not have patience for any of this. But so Jane at this point asks if in the dream Joffrey was nice to the Whites. Like, if he, like, touched her gently and, you know, let her go. And Sansa's like, yeah, that's not what Joffrey's about. He killed that thing, for sure. Like, it says, in the songs, the knights never killed magical beasts. They just went up to them and touched them and did them no harm. But she knew Joffrey liked hunting, especially the killing part. Only animals, though. Like, she's like, on one hand, she recognizes what kind of a person Joffrey is, but at the same time, she's like, yeah, but that's only with animals, you know? Yeah. Not with people.
She's just rationalizing everything away. She's like, oh, like, her drunken, or his drunken dad is so awful, but, like, that's not him, you know? He's different. It's like, okay, Sansa, you're 11, girl. Like, calm down.
Yeah. And so, at this point, she also tells Jane about how Yoren from the Night's Watch came to court. And when Ned asked people to volunteer for the Night's Watch, nobody came forward. So then he gave Yoren his pick of the dungeons. He could just take all the prisoners if he wanted. And that's it. Sansa doesn't like Yoren because he doesn't look pretty. So
exactly. I think we've had this thing in like every chapter, but I feel like in this chapter, all of Sansa's personality traits have just been intensified. Like, her disdain for her sister, her, like, entire, like, reliance on, like, fantasy and songs. Like, everything is just intensified. And you're like, oh my gosh, girl.
Do you think her being, like, at this great court and being in this kind of toxic environment, which it for sure is impacting some of that? Like, it's bringing out the worst parts in her? I think it might be.
I think so, yeah.
Because she's surrounded by terrible people, so...
And that's like, what... Like, that's... Like, it's all these terrible people that upon first glance seem great to her, like, yeah. from somebody.
And she's also been told, like, this is the king, this is the queen, yeah. this is the future king. Like, they are respectable people. Yeah. We should always try to make them happy and yeah. appease them.
Like,
and
this
whatever.
Is the standard of what we should be. So exactly. how can it be wrong if that's mm-hmm. the standard? Yeah.
So maybe she's, like, catching on to some of that. She is only 11.
Yeah,
so
sure.
it makes sense.
Yes.
So at this point, her and Jane go get some strawberry pie and go to bed.
Oh my gosh.
And the next morning, Sansa wakes up and she watches Lord Beric's party leave to bring the king's justice. And
okay, so Sansa and Arya and their septa are all having breakfast and they're hanging out. And Sansa's like, hey, septa. Are they going to bring back the Mountain's Head to King's Landing? And Septa's like, oh my gosh, you've become as awful as Arya. Don't talk like that. She has this, like, really aggressive reaction. And I'm like, mm-hmm. okay. And then Arya's like, well, what's going on? And they kind of explain it a little bit. And then she's like, well, if we're punishing Gregor for that, maybe we should punish Jaime and the Hound. Because mm-hmm. they did this.
Yeah, and Sansa's like, well, it's not the same, you know. The Hound is Joffrey's protector, and your butcher's boy attacked the prince.
So, just because of... It's like what we were saying before, just because somebody has a status, they can't be wrong. Like, the status, they can never do...
Yes, like, but what? Also, like, this never happened. She's, like, making this up. And it seems like she's actually believing it. She's really believing her own lies.
Yeah.
Yes. Micah never attacked Joffrey. This is significant.
Wait, what does she... Hold up, what does she say?
She says, literally, your butcher's boy attacked the prince.
Yeah, you're right. He did. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, he literally didn't.
So, yeah. like, that, Joffrey that's why attacked. Arya gets mad, yeah,
yeah,
and calls her a liar and throws a blood orange at her.
Yes.
And I love this little exchange. Sansa says, go ahead, call me all the names you want. You won't dare when I'm married to Joffrey. You'll have to bow to me and call me your grace. And then Sansa throws the blood orange and says, you have juice on your face, your grace. I love it.
That was so good. And then Sansa is like, well, maybe you should be the one killed instead.
Yeah.
And I was like, Sansa, what the heck? I was like,
the only thing that, like, not that her wishing her sister was killed is, like, can ever be justified, but she says that instead of Lady, Arya should have been killed. And I can, what am I trying to say here? So, like, to her, Lady is kind of like the sibling that Arya isn't, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but obviously it's still not justified, yeah. but, yeah. And so, after this fight, the girls get sent to their rooms, and Sansa rips off her, you know, ruined dress, throws it in, like, the hearth or something, and then cries herself to sleep. Very dramatic, this one. Well, as someone who has done this quite a few times in my life, I get it. Honestly, sometimes I get so mad that I can't. All I can do is sleep on it.
Oh my gosh. See, I lay on the floor. It just, something about, like, laying on the floor is so therapeutic. You should try it.
Yeah, we all have our methods, as long as they work. So when she's woken, Sansa is dreaming about Lady, and for a second she feels that Lady's right there with her, and I felt so many feels. I don't like feeling feels. And, you know, Sansa and Arya, they're brought to Ned, and Sansa immediately launches into how terrible Arya is, and Arya's like, yeah, I kind of suck. I'm sorry. like, she genuinely apologizes. And
I think, like, at first I was like, oh my gosh, she's trying not to get her lessons canceled. Because if Ned gets mad, she's gonna, like, her lessons are gonna be canceled. But then I was like, no, I genuinely think she's become a better person because of her lessons and, like, developing her patience and everything, you know?
Right. I also think that Ned had that talk with her where he was like, this is a strange place, we gotta stick together.
That's true.
And she's, like, remembering that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so at this point, Ned drops a bomb on them because he is sending them back to Winterfell. And neither of them is very happy because, you know, Arya doesn't want to leave her lessons with Syrio. And Sansa doesn't want to leave the splendor of the court.
Oh my gosh. She's like, this Which is where I meant guess to
it
be.
Can be important. We're like really condescending towards Sansa and we really shouldn't be.
Okay, but before, no. In this chapter, she deserves it. Previous chapters, I don't think we were that. We did mock her, but we still, like, at the end of the day, we were like, okay, you know, this is who she is, you know? But I feel like in this chapter, I don't care. She deserves it.
Yeah, she's, like, exceptionally cruel. Maybe, okay, so at this point, she tries to argue that she can't leave because she's engaged to Joffrey. And it's like, oh, yeah, about that.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen no more. And Sansa gets really upset.
Yes.
And launches into the speech. And she's like, I don't want someone brave and gentle. I want him. We'll be ever so happy, just like in the songs. You'll see. I'll give him a son with golden hair. And one day he'll be the king of all the realm. The greatest king that ever was. As brave as the wolf and as proud as the lion. And then Arya makes a face and says, not if Joffrey's his father, she said. He's a liar and a craven. And anyhow, he's a stag, not a lion. And Sansa replies, he is not. He's not the least bit like that old drunken king. And then Ned's like, what'd you just say? And in this point, it just seems like he's upset that he called the king an old drunken fool or something.
I think, but when I was reading it, I thought of it like when she, because right before she's like, oh my gosh, I'll be as good of a queen as Cersei, as I promise. I'm learning from her, you know? And I think at that, like, especially at that point, he was like, oh my gosh, we've messed up. We've messed up. We've taught her that Cersei's great, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is the moment where, since you've already read the next chapter, Ned realizes
I didn't want to bring it up.
We're bringing it up.
Because I thought you'd be mad at me for bringing it up. Joffrey
is not Robert's kid.
Yeah.
And he starts putting it all together.
Yeah.
But, like, if you didn't have the context of that, you'd just think that he was surprised by how rude Sansa was being.
Yeah, that is true.
But he's not. He's just figured out the big mystery. Okay. I'm trying not to think too much about it because then I get all upset and I don't want to be upset. So, at this point, he tells them to leave and get ready to leave. And he tells Arya that Syrio can go with them if he wants to, and then he also asks them to just, like, keep the plan to themselves because, you know, King's Landing, terrible place, terrible people, all of that. And as they're leaving, Arya tries to comfort Sansa, but Sansa snaps at her and storms off. And this was, like, really heartbreaking for me.
I know. She's like, look, we'll be with, like, Mom and, like, Bran, and it'll be great. Oh, my gosh. And Sansa's like, get the fuck out.
I kind of get it because Sansa thinks her entire, like, life is ending.
Sansa's like, oh, my gosh, I don't have a husband anymore. I'm not going to be the queen anymore. Like, I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, at that part, I guess I was like, okay, wait, what did she say, though? Because I didn't like what she said, I think.
Because Arya mentions that Hodor will be there, and she's like, you're just like Hodor, ugly and hairy, you should marry him.
I think at that point I was like, okay, she's just 11 and 11-year-olds insult each other on their appearance, and I was like, okay. But the, like, you should have died, that I can't forgive. This one I was like, you know? But I was still a little bit, I was like, dang, Arya's really trying, you know?
Yeah, and Hodor's great. He's tall and he, like, carries Bran everywhere, so he's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Not that, like, Arya should marry him because I think he's a much older. Okay, this is not relevant. What am I saying? I'm just saying Hodor is cool. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on.
Sansa and most of the people in this world are pretty classist, and also they're like royal. So I feel like most of the royals are like nobility. We can't marry now.
You keep saying royal. Royal is like only the king and his family. The rest really? Are nobility. Yes.
Oh. Well, they're not the king's family. They're the lord's family. Mm-hmm. And the king's hands family.
Yes. Any, like, wrapping thoughts on this chapter?
I haven't looked at my notes at all, so I'll see if I had anything. This is from the previous chapter, but every time they're like, oh, Robert's still hunting, I'm like, I just keep thinking back to, like, the hunting accident thing. So I'm going to have a tinfoil hat theory that he gets attacked while hunting.
Wait, tell me this tinfoil hat theory. I want to hear it.
That he gets attacked while hunting. That's the theory.
But, like, attacked by who?
That I don't know. But he gets attacked by somebody while hunting. There's some sort of hunting accident that's not actually an accident. Somebody's like, we gotta, I don't know.
Interesting. Okay, since we're kind of, like, on the edge of predictions anyway. Okay, say he gets into a hunting accident.
Yes.
Air quotes.
Yes.
What's going to happen with that?
He's going to get into a hunting accident. He'll be, you know, he'll be unable to attend to court for a couple more days. And Ned will, you know, like, I don't think he's going to die right now because I feel like that would be really catastrophic. Right. For everybody involved.
So Ned's gonna, like, get to be all powerful for a couple more days?
For a few more days, and, yeah.
Enough time to, like, help him figure things out.
Yes.
Okay, that's fair. Any other thoughts in your notes?
I didn't really have anything else.
Okay, well then, officially, let's move on to predictions.
Okay.
So first up, what's with Pycelle? What's his deal?
What do you mean, what's his deal?
Like, why is he defending the mountain so much?
I think that he is in cahoots with our lovely...
I love that word.
With our lovely... Oh, I'm a little too close. I need to just stay where I was. I think that he is in cahoots with our lovely Lannister friends.
All of them?
Well, the only one there right now is Cersei, and then, like, the kids.
Right.
So, right now with Cersei, but I'm assuming when Jaime was there with, like, them too. So, now, after this chapter, I'm like, I think he's definitely on their side, you know? Not definitely, but it's probable. He's on their side.
Very likely.
Yes, very likely that he's on their side, which would also make sense, because, you know, once again, assuming that they're responsible for Jon Arryn's death, then...
So he's not making it look like he's on their side while not really being on their side?
What?
Like, he's not doing it for show. He genuinely wants to be on their side? Like, yes. When he protests everything Ned's doing, he's not just making a show of it because everybody else is there and, you know, the word's going to get out that Pycelle defended the Lannisters. Mm. He's actually doing it because he genuinely is for the Lannisters.
Yes.
Okay, moving on. So, will Lord Beric's party succeed in bringing justice?
See, I feel like the mountain's just too, like, mountainous for that. I still don't think that there's enough of them. But then at the same time, I'm like, there's like 40 men, you know?
60.
Like, I'm thinking about this. Like, I'm assuming he lives in, like, a house. So he's like...
Hold on. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah. There's, like, 60 people.
Okay.
Who lives in a house?
The mountain? Or is a house too small for him? I don't know. Does he live
in a house? No, he can live in a house. I just didn't know. Okay. You just said he, and I didn't know who you were referring to.
Like, I was sitting there, and I was trying to, like, imagine the scene unfold. And I was like, okay. I guess... See, here's the thing. I don't think he's... he's obviously not, like, a member of the Lannister family, right? Clearly. not a man, right? Not a Lannister.
Okay, but at again, the same time,
I think he's
clarify who he is.
Okay, I don't.
There's a lot of he's.
Okay, so the Mountain isn't a member of the Lannister family, but the Mountain's like very big, and like he's a very good person to keep on your side for war. So he's not like
And he is like officially sworn exactly. to the Lannister.
So he's not like easily dispensable. But if he did die, it wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So I think like somebody here could definitely like send notice to him and be like, because there's so many people here. Somebody on the Lannister side could definitely like, I was about to say text him, like send a letter or something, you know?
Yeah, give him a heads up.
Yeah, so I don't think they're going to be able to, like he could just go
okay,
to...
Wait. He gets a raven that they're coming for you. Yes. What does he do in response?
But I feel like he has too big of an ego to be like, oh, I'm going to go hide or go to the Lannisters, you know? So he might get the letter and then just stay and be like, I'm preparing for war with these 60 men. But I don't think he's that stupid. He might get reinforcements for himself. Like the people that he was riding with. Also he's actively on, he just raided those people. So he could be going off like somewhere else to raid people and not even be at his house. I don't know.
Right.
Okay, so he's going to be...
That's a lot of thoughts.
So here's my official thought. He's going to be riding with people that he was, you know, wrecking havoc with. Wreaking havoc with. So he's going to be with those people. So I don't think it's just going to be like 60 against the Mountain. I think it's going to be the 60 are probably going to get annihilated, sadly.
Okay, so Lord Beric and everybody's going to die?
Yes. Or they're going to run away because they're going to see that there's all these people. They wouldn't run away. I don't think they'd want to lose their honor like that. You know what? Okay, they all die. That's the verdict.
Okay.
They all die. That's the verdict.
Okay. So what do you think? Was it like on Tywin's... First off, was it the Mountain and his people that did all the wreaking of havoc?
Yes.
Okay. And was it on... the orders of a Lannister.
Yes, but like indirect, not like, oh, I want you to go raid this specific village. I think it was just like go raid.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. But specifically go raid lands that belong to Catelyn's people.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, when you said indirect, I was like, wouldn't it, I was like imagining Tywin saying around the Mountain, wouldn't it be great if just somehow all these villages were lit on fire? And the Mountain's like, yes, it would be great.
That would be so funny.
But okay, so that's that.
Sorry, I didn't mean indirect. I think I meant like non-specific. That's what I was trying to say. Yes, not indirect.
But when you said the word, that's the imagery that came to my head. So should Ned have sent Loras?
I think there would be some benefits to it, but I think Loras is one of those characters that's going to have more important things to do later. So I think it's good that he didn't send him now, because he probably would have been dead. So I don't think he should have sent him. I think the only benefit would have been, alliance type thing.
Allying with the Tyrells?
Yeah, like an alliance type thing. That's the only thing that could have been good out of that.
Okay. And how will Loras deal with this denial?
Well, I don't think he'll be too happy about it, but I think...
Clearly.
I think he'll be like, you know what? I'm going to prove myself. I don't know. I think he'll be like, I'm going to show them who's boss, and then like, go... Maybe like when he's older, lead some sort of other expedition. I don't know.
Okay. Fine. So Ned sent word to Robert of this, you know, hearing.
Yes.
And what will Robert... make of it? Will he be happy? Will he be upset?
I think...
Will he want to undo it? Like...
I think... See, I was thinking about this, and I was like, I don't think he'll be like, oh my gosh, you messed up my kingdom upset. You know, I don't think it's that big of a deal because A, Robert doesn't care about most things unless they directly and specifically like affect him. Like him.
And his ability to drink.
Exactly. Exactly. Unless they
affect. Like if Ned was like, no more wine for anyone.
Yes, exactly. So I think, I'm thinking, oh, okay. So okay. I don't think he's gonna, sorry. So it's not, okay, wait, where's my, sorry, can you ask the question again? I need the thought to come back.
What will Robert make of Ned's ruling?
Okay. So I think Robert's gonna be like, okay,
it's done now.
Yeah. You know, he'll be like, you know what? I would have just done nothing, but you know what? You do your justice, you know? I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal because I don't think he cares about the mountain. I'm sure if he'd done something, but I do think, like, if anybody tries to say that the Lannisters were the ones who were behind it, he'll be like, nah, that's not possible.
Okay.
You know?
All right. He'll just be like, yeah, the mountain, go sure kill him, but don't blame my wife's family.
Yeah. And okay. He'll probably just be like, oh my gosh, you should have done nothing. I would have done nothing and just drank.
And what will the Lannisters do in response to this? They're just gonna sit back and take it?
No, because he's going to hurt one of their like most physically capable men. Mm-hmm. So the Lannisters are gonna be like, you killed our man, and you like I think they'll just keep on with their plans. And they'll, like, snitch to Robert and be like, he hurt our man. How does he know it was Gregor?
Okay, so they'll just protest the decision.
Yes, and then just intensify whatever plans they already have for war.
Okay. And what will Sir Ilyn Payne do with the denial?
I don't think he'll be too happy.
Okay, that's the case for everybody.
Okay, so Sir Ilyn Payne will sulk, like, and then right. He will, at a later opportunity, he will betray Ned in some capacity.
Okay, fair enough. So, will the White Hart be caught? And who will catch it if, yes, it will be caught? And how will they treat it?
That's an animal, right? I'm assuming.
Yes, it's like a white deer. Okay. They're incredibly rare. Okay,
so they'll make a show of it, and then they'll eat it? Or, wait, they could hang it up. Because it's, like, really rare. Oh, like,
put the head on a thing.
So maybe they put the head on a thing, and then they eat the rest. And Robert's like, oh my gosh.
I got magical powers now.
Sure, yes, sure.
No, that's just what I imagine him saying.
Oh my gosh.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, like, I was thinking about, like, who would catch it. I'm assuming, like, his brother. The
Renly?
Yes, Renly. That's my guess. Okay. That Renly caught it. He feels pretty capable. In terms of, like, I mean, the last we heard of him was him planning to get Robert to marry, like, that other lady.
Marjorie Tyrell. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Renly.
That was kind of dumb.
Yes.
Just evict the queen. Let's do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally gonna work. So, okay, let's get kind of into some of Sansa's chapter now. Will the girls make it safely back to Winterfell?
Yes.
Okay. And who will Sansa marry now?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to say Joffrey. Just because, wait, like, I don't know who else.
She's still going to marry Joffrey?
Yes. Okay. Either Joffrey or somebody we don't know yet.
Okay.
Yes.
And will Cereo Pharrell agree to go with the girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
That's good. What?
Wait. I feel like you might not, and then Arya will just have to, like, teach herself somehow, you know? Just, like, you know, like, right. I remember, like, Sansa's friend Jane was like, I saw your sister doing something really weird. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, she was walking on her hands in the stables.
So she might just, like, do what Sirio has already made her do. Like, oh, you know?
Oh, just, like, repeat her training.
Yeah. Which, you know, would kind of suck for her. But I don't see her being like, oh, I don't have Sirio anymore. Well, I'm done. You know?
Right. She will continue somehow. Yes. Okay. One word answer. Who sent the guy to kill Bran? The attempt on Bran's life. Catelyn's hands on a dagger.
Yes, yes, yes. I know what you're talking about, but, like, I haven't thought about that in so long that I don't know. What did I used to think about that?
Like, Tyrion was accused of it, but then in his, like, chapter in the Eyrie, we found out that he definitely did not do it, and he was wondering which one of his siblings might have done it.
Oh,
this is a one-word answer.
Jamie?
Like, give me a name.
Jamie?
Okay, Jamie. Moving on. Okay, see, now the following questions would have been much more relevant if you had not read the following chapter. But keeping the following chapter in mind, I still want your answers.
Okay.
Like, you can cheat. Just... Okay, so why did John Arryn die, and who killed him?
John Arryn died because he found out that Joffrey was not, you know, the king's actual heir to the throne because of, like, what we found
incest.
Out. Yes, and because he was, like, the seed is strong. The Baratheon hair always, the Baratheon characteristics always win. So he was like,
okay.
So that's why he died. Who killed
and
him?
Who killed him?
See, I want to say that it was Cersei or Jaime, but I don't think it was.
Okay.
I said before that it was Varys, so I'm gonna stick by Varys. That Varys. Was who I said, right? Yeah, because of that conversation with Illyrio, and yeah. So I think it's
if one hand can die, why not the other?
I think it was Varys, just because I feel like it would be too obvious if it's Cersei or Jaime. So I don't think it was
okay. And why would Varys do that though?
Maybe because he didn't. Like, okay, so John Arryn knew, right? Like, let's, you know, John Arryn knew this stuff, and he definitely would have, you know, like, maybe he was about to tell, like, Robert, wait, when he said the seed is strong, who else was there? It was Robert? Oh, Cersei was there, right?
Maybe, no, I don't think so, because Cersei was gone to, like, Casterly Rock. I think Pycelle was there, Robert was there, and Lysa was there. I think those were the three. And probably his squire would have been there, but the squire got killed, so.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, I think it was Varys, because Varys and Illyrio, from the way they were talking, it seems like they have a specific person that they want to take the throne.
Okay.
And if like whatever had like been like if John Arryn had spilled the beans,
plan had gone through, yeah.
Then one of Robert's bastards would be the heir. So maybe they wanted to wait to reveal that to capitalize on it like later.
Okay.
Like, maybe...
Okay, that
like,
makes
you
sense.
Know, maybe use that information to, like, convince the public...
Wreak havoc.
Yeah. To convince, like, the public to get on their side for their cause. Be like, look how corrupt the royal family is. If our leader was the leader, it wouldn't be corrupt anymore, you know? So I think it was... I don't think it was Cersei or Jaime who did that. I'm sure it was great for them because they didn't get revealed. But I think also just from, like, Cersei's reaction to, like... to Ned and everything. So I don't think they were the ones to kill John.
Okay. We'll talk more about that next week.
Okay.
So my next question was going to be, what's with the bastards? And it seems like to me that John Arryn was seeking them out as replacements to be the heir. That's...
Yes. Right? And just, like, trying to figure out who's the actual heir. Is it Gendry? Since he's so... Like, since he's so... Because he's the oldest one we've met so far, right? Wait, when... When did the twins that Cersei got killed... When were they born? Like, when in the timeline were
they? I don't know. A while ago.
Okay.
They're killed. They don't matter.
Okay. But if they... Okay, okay. So far from what we know, I think it's Gendry, right?
Oh, wait. I think... No. Robert's firstborn child is Maya Stone. We know that for a fact.
Oh, my gosh. So Maya's the... Wait, but she's a girl. So she's not, like, yeah. The heir. Oh, so is the guy...
But also, they're all bastards, so they don't really count.
So he so doesn't it's, have... It's complicated. An heir.
Any heir. Like, any legal kids. Okay. Yes.
Oh my gosh. What the heck? This world is fucked up.
Yes, it is. I think you're overlooking one part of the thing, but I don't know if I should.
No, you should.
He has brothers.
His brothers. Oh, so his brother could be next in line. Oh, is that how the world works? Like,
I think at least they would be considered, is what I'm saying.
Oh, so like if you don't like, have kids, then you're, oh, I guess that does make sense.
Yeah. Mm. So,
oh, yeah, anyway. I'm sure Renly would be like, ooh, let's... Oh, no, his older brother is older than him, though, right?
No. Wait. Oh, wait. Okay, so Robert is the oldest, then it's Stannis, and then it's Renly. Oh,
I don't know why I thought... I guess that wouldn't make sense anyway, but for some reason I thought Stannis was older. I don't know why I thought that.
Oh, yeah, I did, too. Because he just seems like an old grump from everything we've heard from him, like, true. About him. Yeah.
Okay, so Stannis would be next in line. That's interesting. I don't think he's going to get to be king, though. Just doesn't seem
you
like
don't.
It. No, I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway, that's not a problem for this time. Let's talk about the next chapters. Okay, I'm not going to cry. So, as you know, we're reading two next time. Chapters 45 and 46.
Yes.
45 being Eddard 12.
Yes.
The one you've already read.
Eddard.
And 46 being Daenerys 5.
Ooh, Daenerys.
Okay. What are we going to see from Ned? No, just kidding. What are we going to see from Dany?
Dany? Okay. The last time they'd just gotten to Das Vathrak. Vastothrak.
Das Vathrak. Just switch those two.
Yes, they'd just gotten there and they were just like hanging out, doing their thing.
Mm-hmm. She was cuddling with her dragon eggs.
Yeah, and they were thinking about, she was like, oh yeah, she had that like moment with Viserys where he was being a
where she
douche.
Hit him with a belt.
Yes, that moment. Iconic. Okay, what were they? Oh, I think they're going to get their prediction about her kid. So okay. I think we're going to find out if her kid's going to be like a boy or a girl, what the kid's supposed to do for the prophecy, you know?
Right. And what's Viserys' reaction going to be to that?
He's going to be like, I don't care about your kid. Now that your kid has been predicted, let's go. Let's get my army, bro.
Okay. And what do you think the prediction, like, what's the prophecy going to be?
I remember saying it was going to be really bad. What did I say?
Oh, yeah, like, he was going to bring doom to the world or something.
Yeah, something along the lines of that. It's going to be something bad, but I do think it is going to be a boy.
Okay, cool. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Email us at popculturesymposium@gmail.com. I didn't know why I said it like that. but just a reminder, I am not going to be on social media and stuff very much, so I will check it occasionally, but if you like want to ensure that I see what you send to us, then email it. And speaking of ensuring that somebody sent us a thing, let me find it.
Oh, the Instagram message?
Yes, somebody DM'd us on Instagram. Oh my gosh. Their Instagram handle is @westrobin23. And they said, "Hi, I'm a big fan. Keep up the good work no matter what you two do."
That's so kind. So sweet. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. That's so cute. Oh my gosh. I love you, whoever you are. Thank you for listening. Yes. That's so cool.
Yes, thank you. And we love hearing it because it's like, we're not really just talking into a void. Somebody's actually listening.
Yeah, I know. Like, when you sent that message, I was like, that's so weird. I just don't, like, in my mind, we're just talking and then we're, like, recording yeah. it, you know? It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, like, our personal thing.
Yeah.
It's, like, a record of our last year or so.
Yeah.
But it's cool. So thank you. And that's everything. So until next time. Farewell, my friends.
Talk to you later.